Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Joining us right now, of course, of SNY, World Series champion, Mets legend, number retired, Keith Hernandez. Keith, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How's everybody there?
Good. We're doing great, Keith. Always great to hear your voice. Glad you're back in the booth with Ronnie and the whole crew and everybody else. And first of all, let me just say happy 40th anniversary. Yeah. You know, this is... way back when you guys started the 1986 season, and I'm sure you felt like you had a great team. And I'm not so sure that you felt like you're going to win the World Series, but you ended up doing that, and what a special time it was.
It was. Who would have thought it would be 40 years since then? It's been, you know, that's over slightly over half my life, which is kind of hard to fathom. So it's incredible, and it's going to be everybody's coming in, and it's just going to be a great get-together. I think it's going to be on Saturday, August 1st at Citi Field is going to be the ceremony.
That's great. Now, are you going to today's opening day?
I will not. I'm going to sit in my room here. I'm in Manhattan, and I'm going to probably, because it's on Peacock, I'll get it on my computer, and I'll watch the game on my
computer. Well, it's locally on NBC, too, I believe.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah. I just want to make sure you're aware of that. Anyway, so a lot of changes for the Mets this year. And we were talking to Ronnie yesterday. A lot of moving parts. 6 new coaches, probably 10 to 14 new players on this team. It was a major overhaul. At least that's what most of us thought in the offseason. And I actually think it's been a pretty good overhaul for David Stearns. What is your take?
Well, you know, it was they lost Tucker. They're in a Tucker sweepstakes. The Dodgers won out there, and he had a backup plan. I don't think he was caught flat-footed. He had the alternative, and you know, to me, they were all made late. So everybody was screaming and yelling, and but I like this team. I think the guys that have come are very professional. They have postseason experience, World Series experience. And I really think, to me, the key pickup was the starting pitcher today was Freddie Peralta. And the Mets needed a frontline starter. And I like the rotation. I mean, I know everybody's kind of questioning David Peterson and Senga. I mean, Senga's got all the incentive in the world. I mean, he was pitching great last year until he got hurt and never was able to bounce back. So, you know, Peterson had a bad second half, but I've always liked David. He's a good sinker slider left-hander, and The rotation holds up. It's a veteran bullpen. You know, it all boils down to pitching anyway, and the lineup's going to be fine. If the pitching holds up, this team's going to have a good season.
Probably the biggest ovation last year at opening day was for Pete Alonso when his name was called. You're not going to have that this year at Citi Field. He's down in Baltimore. Why do you think Pete Alonso is not here this year?
Well, I think the Mets were not going to give him a five-year deal. I think that was the sticking point. They were going to, give him a three with top dollar. But, you know, Pete was a free agent, and a five-year deal at top dollar, he just decided to go to Baltimore. But I really feel that David Stearns felt he had to shake the team up after last season and the second half. It was such a great first 2 months and then a really bad, 4 months, not getting to the playoffs. So I just really think he felt he had to shake up.
Yeah, you know, he shook up the team for sure, and I think there was a reason for that. And we asked Ronnie this yesterday. Look, your 1986 team, you guys were a bunch of maniacs. Let's face it. You guys were close. You lived hard. You played hard. You were the embodiment of everything that a championship team should be. I don't necessarily know that last year's group felt that way to any of us, and David Stearns sees it's up close and personal, maybe one of the reasons why he did all the different things that he did this offseason. Was there an issue in that clubhouse last year from your perspective?
You know, the clubhouses, you know what clubhouses are, and they're very closed. They don't let, if there was anything going on, I certainly wasn't aware of it. So I couldn't answer that question. If I had to put my hand on a Bible, I would say no. But, you know, the clubhouses, they're very protective of what goes on in there. And I don't think that that had anything to do with the shakeup. I just think it was basically performance of the team last year, the disappointing performance, and a need to shake up. And this is now Stearns' team. This is what he came over here for. And I give him credit. He's stuck his neck out, and he's here I am, and this is the team that I want. So this team plays up to its potential. I mean, I really feel that they're going to get to the postseason.
Talking to Keith Hernandez, of course, opening day today at Citi Field. You can tune into SNY for exclusive Mets pre- and post-games for opening day, covered beginning at noon. And then Saturday, the band is back together, Gary, Keith, and Ron, on the call for Mets Pirates at 4:10. I think one of the highest ceiling players for the Mets this year is Luis Robert Jr. When he's healthy and playing well, he jumps off the page. He just hasn't been all that healthy, and he's been on really bad teams as well. In spring training and what you've learned about Luis Robert Jr., what are your expectations for him in center field?
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Well, he's a big, strong guy, and he can play the heck out of center field. And, you know, with the two, well, with Benj on the team now and in right field, you know, prior to the injury to Tauchman, and Benj was probably going to, there was a decision to be made. So if he didn't go north, you were going to have two corner outfield positions with Beatty out there, Tauchman, and Soto and left, where you really need a center fielder that can go cover gap to gap. And they have that with Robert. I think they have enough offense if he doesn't hit. The key is staying healthy. He's had leg issues, hip flexor, hamstring, kind of pretty much most of his career. He had the one good year, but that's a long time ago. But you know what? Sometimes when you get to a new team and you get around players that are winners, he's coming from the White Sox, the lowly White Sox, it's a shot in the arm for someone, maybe it'll turn his career around. He definitely has the potential. He can steal bases. He's a nice guy. I always like to have with the DH, the nine-hole hitter, a guy that can, it's like, kind of like a leadoff hitter that can steal bases. So you have one, your leadoff, you have two really guys in a leadoff spot. one hole and then the nine hole. I like that. It sets up the 2, 3, and 4 hitters.
That'll be great. Now, I'd be remiss not to ask you about first base. We've heard so much about run prevention. Run prevention, run prevention, run prevention. I mean, I if we've said it 1,000 times, we said it 1,000,000 more times after that. Greg Beatty at first base. Brett Beatty at first base. We also talk about Jorge Polanco at first base. Maybe Mark Vientos plays over there. Mm-hmm. Who better to ask than you? I mean, is run prevention going to be an issue over there again?
Well, I just really think it's a very the position is very underrated in the minds of the baseball gurus. You know, who has more action and more chances of getting involved in every play than the first baseman? It's just the pitcher and the catcher. A lot of throws that are in the dirt with the bases loaded that go down the right field line. 3 runs could potentially score, and the other runners at second base in scoring position. It's an important spot. The old adage is you got to be strong up the middle to win. Well, that's what David Stearns has done. You brought in a Gold Glover and Semien at second base. He's 35 years old. He won a Gold Glove last year at second base. Lindor's very solid at shortstop. You've got Robert in center field now, and then you've got Alvarez behind the plate, who improved defensively. He's lost weight, which I felt he really needed to do. He needs to keep the weight off, make him more mobile behind the plate. He's got a good, strong arm, and you've got the backup in Torrens, who I feel is one of the best defensive catchers and probably one of the best arms in baseball today. He's a pro-for catcher. You just don't steal off of him. He's very accurate, has a strong arm. So you're strong up the middle. In the corner positions, both outfield and infield, Bichette moving over, I don't think that that's going to be a problem for him. He's an athlete. He's played shortstop. The ball's going to get to him quicker. But you notice they play the third baseman now way back, almost to the outfield fringe of the outfield. So really, it's not like it's the hot corner anymore. And he'll have time. Now the question will be, I haven't seen him enough. They only had 5 games in spring. I'll be looking and see what kind of arm he has, that ball that's down the line that takes him into foul territory. How strong is his arm coming across the field to first base? That's the one thing to look for, and Met fans too. But I don't think he's going to be a liability. First base is a different altogether. Polanco's never played there, obviously. Vientos, limited. Beatty is probably the one that would maybe be most adjusted with most, but he hasn't played that much there. So those are question marks. Those are things you got to look at.
How do you think Carlos Mendoza handles some of the challenges this year? You got 2 big superstars who have been reported not to be best friends. Not that they dislike one another, but they're not best friends. You got a coaching staff now, a new hitting coach, a new pitching coach, a new bench coach.
6 new coaches.
Right, 6 new coaches and all these new players coming off a year that was a really embarrassing collapse. And a lot of these coaches, you know, he doesn't know Kai Correa. Kai Correa is his new bench coach. He's in his 30s and he's sitting right next to him. How do you think he's going to handle these challenges going into this year?
Well, I don't think he's going to do anything differently. He'll have the same MO. He has had new players to get to know. And of course, he's had all spring and there's no difference there. What I saw in spring training was this group was really kind of melded together, that Semien's a pro, Polanco's a pro, Bichette's a pro. I really like these guys coming in, and I think that they're going to bring another element of professionalism on the field and in that clubhouse. So for Mendoza to do anything differently, you know, Beatty's going to be his utility guy. How is he going to get everybody to play? To me, the big thing is you don't know what Benj is going to do. I had a tough time as a rookie at 20 years of age. I was probably called up too soon. I got sent down. I wasn't ready emotionally at 20 years of age to play in the big leagues. I was really 2.5 years out of high school. And so that was a little daunting. So hopefully Benj gets off to a good start. I really liked what I saw in spring, his swing. He's athletic. He's got a great arm. And at Citi Field, I'm glad they moved Soto to left. He's more suited for left field. It's a big right field at Citi Field. You need a strong arm in right field, and Benz is going to provide that.
That's good news for us. Final question for me, and I asked this to Ronnie again. You know, 2 years ago, I saw Juan Soto wearing the pinstripes, batting and hanging out with Aaron Judge. He looked really, really happy. He knew he was going to get a new contract the next year. Last year, he had a nice year for the Mets. Everything was reasonably decent, but the body language wasn't what we saw the year prior, and the body language that we just saw in the World Baseball Classic. They were amazing. The Dominican team was like one big party bus, and it was awesome watching those guys. Do you think he's in a better headspace? Do you think he's going to be a little bit more himself this year with the Mets?
You know, that remains to be seen. I think that there'll be, I think he'll be much better this year. For some reason, the first 2 months of the year, he was kind of brooding. And, you know, his body language, as you said, wasn't good. He got off to a slow start, did not hit in the clutch, but he turned it on in the second half, particularly August, September. And I didn't think he'd hit 43 home runs, 40 home runs plus in our ballpark. And I figured that the home runs, he's become more of a pull hitter in that short right field fence in Yankee Stadium. But he hit 43 home runs. He's a 40 home run guy. He's got great power. I think he'll hit better in the clutch this year. And that was something that he really struggled with the first 4 months. And I just think that this year for him will be more smooth sailing.
What's it like to be neighbors with longtime WFAN host Richard Neer?
He's very mellow.
Yeah, we know.
Yes, we do know.
We're good friends, and he's a big sports fan and baseball fan. So we've developed a good friendship over the years, and he's like 15 minutes away.
That's perfect. Look at that. Two peas in a pod down there. All right, Keith, great talking to you, and we'll be listening and watching, as always, throughout the year. Have a great start to the season.
All right, we'll be on Saturday.
All right, see you Saturday,
that's
Keith.
Right, Saturday, Gary, Keith, and Ron back together on the call for Mets Pirates at 4:10 p.m. SNY does have exclusive Mets pre- and post-game shows for opening day, coverage beginning at 12 p.m. today.